Also, you know when I was in with Mark doing the handover just before we came on?
Mm-hmm.
As I was in there, then someone texted in, oh no, this bollocks is back.
Are you
so
serious?
I was like, oh well, everything's back to normal. You know what I mean?
Right
back to work, you know? But anyway, hey, you know what? This is always fun. And I am excited about this evening. And I'll tell you what, on a side note, and I must admit this in a moment of shame, and believe me, I'm not proud of this, and believe me, I did not do this intentionally.
Uh-oh.
But every week, Kira and I, we do the wrap-off. You know, it's always great fun. I mean, we take a classic or, you know, really well-known current piece of rap slash hip-hop, and well, we do our own amazing versions of what I'll have you know. Our own really fantastic, unique takes on these wonderful tracks. And I said the N-word by accident while recording it. Yeah, like
you
obviously
didn't.
I didn't say it in the finished version.
Oh my God, Chris! I was like, all right, okay.
I said it by accident because the N word comes up a lot in this song, and he's going very fast, and you know it's very intricate. And I was reading the lyrics in front of me and listening to him in my headphone, and it said the N word. I literally instantly slammed stop, deleted the file, closed the program, and opened it again.
And threw your computer in the bin.
More or less. Yeah, I poured some water over the computer. I was like, I can't ever have this shown to the public. But yeah, I said, for the first time ever, I think we've been doing this about 2.5-3 years.
You know the way the whole Ashley Madison scandal has kind of broken over the past week?
Yes.
That'd be your scandal.
Oh yeah.
They would get your laptop. And never mind all the porn you've watched. It'd be like that one clip where you say the N-word.
They'd be like, 2FM DJ screams N-word while rapping, and I'd be like, yeah, that's all right. Well, that's finished now.
Uncovered audio.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what it would be. It would be leaked audio.
Leaked audio.
And there'd be no context for it. Mm-hmm. And what it would just be is they wouldn't even have the full sentence. They'd just literally have me saying the N-word. And that would be it. There'd be no context. There'd be no explanation. But anyway, I said it. And first time in 2.5-3 years I've ever done it while we were recording these. So I was very ashamed, I have to say. And very disappointed in myself. Because usually we say jigga. Mm-hmm. And it works fine.
Mm-hmm.
But not this time, I tell you, ladies and gentlemen. It was scary. But hey, that is behind us now. And we are ready to get down to the wrap-off. So how this works is, we play you a rap track. And then you listen. And you have to decide who did better. Now, this evening's rap is Biggie's Hypnotize. Notorious B.I.G., Biggie Smalls with Hypnotize. I mean, everybody knows this track. It is an absolutely...
It's brilliant.
Classic. I mean, come on. It's amazing. And I really like how we've been all old school lately. And, you know, even with Dre bringing out another album, brings up a lot of nostalgia. It reminds me of the good old days, so to speak. And it's nice to go back in time like this. And Kira said, well, why don't we do Hypnotize?
Yeah, people mightn't feel that way when they hear our versions, Chris. But anyway, they were like, why don't you just play the original and we can go back and be nostalgic that way instead of listening to the 2B. So, you know.
Something tells me, yeah, this isn't going to fill people with the same warm nostalgia I've just been talking about. Yeah, but hey, I mean, look. How about this? Kira, you have to decide who is going first tonight.
Oh, God, just get mine out of the way.
All right. Kira, you did a very good version. I have
really?
To say, no, I'm not being smart. You did a very nice version. And I mean that. You did a really good version. So, Kira, you'd like to go first.
Yeah, just...
All right.
Let's just do it.
Well, you're going to hear Kira's version. You're going to hear my version. And then you're going to have to decide who did better. Here's Kira, Hypnotize, here on 2FM.
Sicker than your average papa, twist cabbage off instinct. Jiggers don't think shit stink. Pink gators, my Detroit players. Tim's from my hooligans in Brooklyn. Dead right, if they hear right. Biggie there every night. Papa been smooth since days of under rules. And never lose, never choose. Two bruise crews who do something to us. Talk go through us. Girls walk to us. Wanna do us, screw us, who us. Yeah, Papa and Puff. Close like Starsky and Hutch. Still the clutch. There squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily, busily. Recently, jiggers frontin' ain't saying nothing. So I just speak my piece, keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus piece, with my peeps. Packing, asking who want it. You got it, jigger flaunt it. The Brooklyn bullshit, we're on it.
Wow. I mean, was that not good?
Yeah, that was all right.
Was that not decent?
That the old Brooklyn, or sorry, that Boston accent kind of made its way in there.
Look, I
haven't heard that in a while.
When you hear that in context here, I think you will agree that is nothing to be ashamed of. I mean, that is a decent version of the rap track, is it not? It is.
I thought it was okay, actually.
Yeah, it was. It was good. You have every right to be proud of that, Kira. It was genuinely very good. However, now we will hear my version. Then once we've heard both versions, it will be up to you to decide who has done better. So here we go. Here is my version. Let's do this.
Ha, sicker than your average. Pop a twist, cabbage off instinct. Jiggers don't think shit, stink. Pink Gators, my Detroit players. Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn. Dead right if they head right. Biggie there air night. Pop up been smooth since days are under rules. Never lose, never choose to. Bruce cruise who do something to us. Talk go through us. Girls walk to us, wanna do us. Screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Puff. Close like Starsky and Hutch. Stick the clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily, beasily. Recently, Jiggas frontin' ain't saying nothing. So I just speak my peace, keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus piece, with my peeps. Packing, asking who want it. You got a Jigga flaunt it. The Brooklyn bullshit, we on it.
Yeah. Brilliant. So that wasn't bad either. I kind of lost the accent completely at the end. But there's a part where it just completely falls apart.
No, there was a part where it kind of sounded like you gave up. You were like, oh, Jesus, we're still going.
Yeah, it's been going on for like 15 minutes. I was like, oh,
like
Jesus.
An hour.
Yeah, it's here, wait.
M3 bang every MC easily, beasily. Recently, Jiggas frontin' ain't saying nothing, so I just speak my peace, keep my.
I think it's just at the end of this, yeah. And I'm like, and then I go back into normal Irish accent, and then I'm like, oh, I better put on the American accent.
Peace, Cubans with the Jesus peace, with my peeps packing, asking who want it. You got a Jigga.
Yeah, and then I'm like, oh, God. But anyway, look, there you go.
Follow this
yeah,
through.
Exactly. So there you go. That is both versions. You just heard my version of Hypnotized from Biggie Smalls, and you just heard Kira's version. Now you have to decide who did better. I love this beat as well. Oh yeah, it's funky. 51552 is the number, by the way, for the vote.
Hey, would you pop my cherry for me?
That actually goes with how sultry
it
this beat
does.
Is. Yeah. Anyway, how about this? Let's get to some of the votes. Someone says Chris was shit tonight. Normally Chris is better. Kira won. That's from Thomas and Jennifer in Newry. You know what?
Thanks, you guys.
That really irritates me when couples vote together. Thomas and Jennifer in Newry. We were listening. Weren't we listening, Thomas? And we thought Kira did much better. And Thomas was like, yeah, we did. No, Kira was much better, all right, man. Chris wasn't great. No, we didn't like him. Okay, Thomas and Jennifer in Newry. You probably have like a joint email account. The G-email people off, don't you? Anyway, Aiden says, I'm not sure what's up with Chris's voice there. He nearly ran out of breath at one stage, but Kira definitely had the better flow tonight. On point, girl. That's from Aiden. Someone says, Kira wins hands down. Chris, you sounded like an old farmer. That's from Owen and Carlo.
Because I don't know a lot about old farmers now, but I don't know, do a lot of them sound like, you know, the Notorious B.I.G.
Obviously, so. That's exactly what they sound like. Someone says, Kira must have gone to rap camp on her week off because that rap was slamming.
Well, I didn't want to say anything, but that's exactly what I did.
Kira was on rap camp funded by 2FM, I'll have you know.
Yeah.
The big controversy about in the papers tomorrow.
Yeah, listen, Kira, you need to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You need to go. I was like, fine, guys.
They sent Kira all expenses paid.
Mm-hmm. To Cavan.
It's a big scandal. Cavan. Mm-hmm. The heartland of rap in Ireland. And Sarah says... Chris, what was that accent? Huge win for Kira. Wow. Okay, Sarah,
you know
I get it.
Chris, I'm noticing a trend here. As I said to you 2 weeks ago, I think people just want to hear Chris.
Yeah, I'm amazed. Like, as in, I didn't think... I actually thought we were very even, if I'm honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't think I was this bad. But hey, obviously, people are telling me otherwise.
I think I won the last wrap-off too because they said I kept it natural.
Yeah, you have a few more votes there, don't you? Because
yeah.
I want to get something while these are going on.
Somebody says, you've both done shit, but I give it to Kira because I pictured the both of you wearing really black glasses and throwing your hands wildly in the air and trying to sound ghetto. P.S. Christ, Chris matured on his time off. So obviously... Your voice is really deep.
Okay.
Declan right. says, Kira wins tonight. Chris is shit. He sounds like a monkey with a bag of hammers.
All right. Hold on now. Thank you, everybody. These accent comments, I feel, are unfair. So let me try and show you what I was going for. Because, like, let's be realistic. This voting ceremony is pointless at this point. It is very obvious who won, okay? But we'll get to some of your votes as well on Twitter. Because they are very funny. So do give me a second. Here's my version, right? So, whatever. Yeah.
Sicker than your average. Pop a twist, cabbage off instinct. Jiggers don't think shit, stink. Pink Gator.
See, I get that I have an accent. I get that I've deepened mm-hmm. the voice down a bit. And I'm like, yo, sicker than your average. Because that's what he does. Listen to him.
Ha, sicker than your average. Pop a twist, cabbage off instinct. Niggas don't think shit, stink. Pink Gators, my Detroit player.
So do you get what I'm going for?
I get what you're going for.
I'm trying
I really
to, like, do him.
Yeah, no, and I get that. But I think you should do Chris.
This is bullshit.
That's what I think you should do.
Well,
I think you should do, Chris. I'm going to get to some texts or some messages on Twitter.
All right.
Somebody says, Chris on Twitter says, you pair couldn't wrap a present.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
It was very nice of you. Yeah.
Alex says, good to hear you both again, but Kira was number one this week.
Alex!
Lorna says, victory is rightfully yours tonight, Kira. Chris reached octaves lower than my self-esteem. That's brilliant.
Lower than my self-esteem after the Victoria's Secret fashion show, she adds.
Yeah.
That is very funny.
Natalie says, votes for Kira. Chris, stop with that accent.
Look, Natalie!
Lady Caroline says, Kira, you def got this one. Chris sounded like his chin was buried in his chest.
No, I was...
Mark says, that was a hell of a rap just listening to Chris and Kira, but Kira done better with that accent.
Right.
And Jameson says, you know, there are more American accents in the US than just that one, right? I don't know, is he talking about the fact that I do the Boston or the, you know, I don't know.
Well, you know, I mean, I tried, because obviously, because he's like, yo, because he's really fat and he's like sicker than your average. So I tried that and this is how it goes.
Yep, I know. See, but look, as I said to you.
There's like no votes for me, literally.
No.
Nobody has voted for me.
There really isn't. And I'm here and I'm trying to find one for you.
I don't think there's any. Hold on, let me try and... Like... No, like every single vote seems to be for you, more or less.
Wow. Michael says, this was one of my favourite of the whole night. Says, Kira sounds like she's straight out of Compton with that rap off. While Chris sounds like he's straight out of Roscommon. Kira wins.
Well, look, there is no doubt whatsoever.
Is there
whatsoever.
Any point we get to more? Oh, and then white boys say, what the F are they on about? Chris did a good Biggie impression, man.
I did, though.
So they're the guys from, you know, white boys.
And they produce music.
And they're supporting you.
Yeah.
And then somebody says, the notorious, okay, Kiara King, you win.
I like it.
That's what they tried to do there. Will we get to any texts? Do you want,
I've had enough of this. Can I just accept my defeat? Like, I'm a boxer just pretty much telling my manager to go, ref, just tell him it's over, please.
Kira, because I shazammed both and it only recognised Kira.
There's no way it recognised Kira. Okay, this is getting annoying now.
Chris sounded like he had a trumpet shoved up
okay.
his ass. Kira wins.
Jesus. This is rough stuff.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Kira, you fine lady. You get my vote every night. I'd pop her cherry. Lol. That's from Kieran. Thank you,
all right, Kieran. That's enough of this. I didn't win the wrap-off tonight.
No, you certainly didn't.
I don't think I got a vote tonight.
Okay, but going forward, can we learn something from this? And can we say, okay, Chris, the next time we do a wrap-off, you rap as Chris. You just rap with your accent.
Yeah, but like... Like, as in, here's me rapping.
Look,
my Detroit players, Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn.
So then, I try and do Biggie, and Biggie is like...
He's for my hooligans in Brooklyn.
Like, you mean... Yeah, look.
Like, and I see, and like, usually you do sound like Dr. Dre or Biggie or, you know... Whatever, but
you
like maybe
have no taste.
Maybe you should be able to do it and just sound like Chris.
All
just
right.
sound like yourself.
Okay.
Chris, be yourself.
That's
everybody
it.
Else is taken, you know?
That's true. Why would I want to be anybody else?
Exactly.
When I can be myself.
Exactly.
That is true. By the way, congrats.
Thank you.
Because I mean, you won categorically tonight. I don't think I've ever seen a landslide like this.